Chapter 9. The beast wants you to keep the clothes. He wants you to keep the diamonds and the gold, the merchant said. The chest appeared again. Beauty opened the chest. It was full of beautiful dresses. Beauty put on one of the dresses. The merchant sent the maid to town. She brought back Beauty's sisters. The two sisters were married. They brought their husbands to the house. The oldest sister married a gentleman. He was very handsome. He was in love with himself. He thought, "I am the most important person in the world." He ignored his wife. She was very unhappy. The other sister married a clever man. He was horrible. He made fun over everyone else. He made fun of his wife more than anyone else. He thought, "I am smarter than everyone else. I am the most important person in the world." They were not happy to see Beauty. They were very jealous of her nice clothes. "Beauty is dressed like a princess. She is more beautiful than ever," the older sisters thought. Beauty was nice to her sisters. It made her sisters angry. The older sisters went to the garden. They wanted to cry together. "How is Beauty better than we are? Why does she get to be happy? She went to die instead of father. Now she is a princess," the sisters cried. "She is only staying for a week. We will make her stay longer. She will break her promise. The beast will be angry with her. He will punish her," the oldest sister said. "He will eat her. We will be so kind to her, she will not be able to leave," the other sister said. The sisters went back to the house. They were nice to Beauty. Beauty cried because they were so kind to her. "My sisters have never been kind to me," she thought. "I am very lucky." She stayed at the house for a week. Her father was very happy. It was the end of the week. "You cannot go. We will miss you so much." "You must stay here for another week," the sisters cried. They pulled at their hair. Beauty was very sad. "I will not leave. I will stay another week," Beauty said. Beauty was not happy. She did not want to make her sisters unhappy. She did not want to make the beast unhappy. "I love the beast. I want to go back and see him. I miss him so much," Beauty thought. It was the 10th day at her father's house. Beauty went to bed. She was very tired. She had a dream. She was in the garden at the castle. The beast was lying on the grass. He was dying. "You broke your promise. You are an ungrateful girl." "I am dying," the beast said. Beauty woke up. She was upset. She started crying. "I am a terrible person. I have been so unkind to the beast. He has done everything to make me happy. It is not his fault that he is ugly. He is good and kind. That should be enough. Why will I not marry him? I would be happy with the beast as my husband. He is much better than my sister's husbands. Being handsome and clever does not make them good people. The beast does not get angry. He talks to me. He treats me like a queen. He has been a good friend. I will not make him unhappy any more. I must go to him," she said. She lay down and went back to sleep. The next morning she woke up. She was in the beast's castle. She was very happy.